在场的一些人，那我们来分享一个一个这样的人。那今天我们会继续这个学习。
So let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into our study.
好，我们先做一个祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the message of the Bible.
主啊，我们要为圣经的信息献上感恩。
And we thank you most of all that Jesus loved us enough to die for us, that we might be free.
主啊，我们要特别的为耶稣如此的爱我们，他为我们死了，以至于让我们可以得着自由，对这件事献上感恩。
So we give thanks for the opportunity of turning again to the Bible to learn.
我们也为有这样的机会来转向圣经学习您的话语献上感恩。
And we pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you will teach us today things that we must know.
主啊，也求您的圣灵与我们同在，来教导我们我们当知的真理。
So go before us, and we commit this hour to you, in Jesus' name.
求您教导我们，帮助我们，把这样的时间交在您的手里。祷告奉主的名。
Amen. Very good. Well, I'm going to get you to turn in your Bible now.
大家翻开圣经。
And this time to the book of Mark. Chapter 15.
这次呢，我们看马可的第二个福音书的十五章。马可福音十五章。
Mark chapter 15. There were many who were associated with the Lord at the time of his crucifixion.
那在耶稣受难的时候呢，当场有很多的人在那里。
We talked about Herod a couple of weeks ago.
那我们几周前呢讲了希律。
And he has a very long association with the Lord and the truth of God, and he really was a man who resisted God.
他跟耶稣呢，其实联系的时间是很长的。那在真理呢，他也听了很多，但他的确选择了拒绝真理。
And he paid a terrible price, because of his resistance to God.
那他也因此付上了特别沉重的代价。
We learned about Pilate last time, and Pilate was a man who basically says, "I don't want to make the decision."
那他也我们也学习了比拉多。那比拉多是一个什么样的人呢？就是他说我不想做决定。
But in not deciding to do what was right, he decided to do what was wrong.
最终呢
，and his position was foolishness.
最终呢，他在逼迫，在别人的压力下呢，他没有选择对的，反而选择了不应该选择的决定，那一个很愚蠢的决定。
Last week also we learned about the two thieves who were crucified, one on each side.Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那上一周呢，我们又学习了两个的强盗，一边一个哈，在耶稣钉死十字架的时候。
And one just carried on and mocked and made fun like the others did.
那一个呢，他就像其他在场的其他人一样，嘲笑戏弄耶稣。
But the other acknowledged the truth and repented and ultimately.Went to paradise with the Lord Jesus Christ.
那第二个呢？他悔改了，也接受了真理。那最终呢？他去了乐园。
And so we're going to take a look now at the soldiers who were with the Lord Jesus Christ when he was crucified.
那今天我们要来看一下底下的兵丁，当耶稣钉死十字架的时候。
A soldier's in a very difficult position.
那兵丁是在一个非常艰难的境况里。
He is often required to do something that as an individual he might not do, but he's told that he must, as a soldier, he must do things.
那兵丁经常会被要求做一些呢，作为个人按着良心呢，他可能不应该做的事情，但是他必须要去面对的事。
So I was always very glad that I never had to be a soldier.
我很高兴呢，我没有去进入到这样的一个场景，我成为一个士兵。
I was always afraid that the sergeant over me would tell me to do something and I would know I shouldn't do it, so I wouldn't do it, and then I'd be in deep trouble.
我不能想象，就是如果一个士官长问我要我去做一件我不能去做的事情，我会有大麻烦。
So these soldiers had to decide how they were going to treat the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这些的士兵呢，他们要做一个决定，如何来处置耶稣。
Okay, so verse 16, we'll read verses 16 through 20. Maybe we should read it first in Chinese. Someone can read it in Chinese, and then we'll read it together in English.
那就是15章的16节到20节。Chinese first, right?
Chinese first, sure.
我们先用中文读一下，然后再读英文。谁用中文帮我们读一下？
兵丁把耶稣带进衙门院里，叫齐了全营的兵，他们给他穿上斧头，又用荆棘编作冠冕给他戴上，就庆贺他说：“恭喜犹太人的王啊！”又拿一根苇子打他的头，吐唾沫在他脸上，屈膝拜他。戏弄完了，就给他脱了紫袍，仍穿上他自己的衣服，带他出去，要钉十字架。
All right, let's read it together. The soldiers led Jesus away into the palace, that is the praetorium, and called together the whole company of soldiers. They put a purple robe on him, then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him.And they began to call out to him, Hail, King of the Jews! Again and again they struck him on the head with a staff and spit on him. Falling on their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robeAnd put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. Well, the question is that a good way to treat the Lord Jesus Christ?
这是不是一个好的方式来处置耶稣呢？
And the answer is that's a terrible thing they did.
这个是一个非常糟糕的事。
Now the question is.Did their bosses, did the sergeants or the captains or the general who was over them, did they require that they treat him that way?
那第二个问题是，他们的老板或者他们的士官长或者他们的管他们的那个官要求他们这么做吗？
And the answer is no, they didn't have to do that.
答案是不，他们并不必须这么做的。
It is true that they were responsible for carrying out the crucifixion.
的确，这个是真的，就是他们要为耶稣钉死耶稣这件任务来负责。
But they didn't have to mock him. They didn't have to laugh at him. They didn't have to beat him.
但他们没有必要嘲笑他，戏弄他，也更没有必要打他。
They actually.Spat upon him.
他们甚至用吐唾沫在他脸上。
They didn't have to do that.
他们根本没有必要这么做。
Later on, you will remember that when he was actually at the foot of the cross, they took his clothes and they divided them. They stole his clothes from him, but his special garment, they gambled for that.Because it was so valuable.
然后呢，在耶稣已经钉十字架的时候呢，那他们还在十字架底下来分他的衣服。那当中有一件呢，因为是整片织成的，很值钱。他们甚至抓阄来看谁得那件值钱的整片的衣服。
So if you were going to be a thief, who would you steal from?
如果你是一个贼呢，你会从谁那偷东西呢？
Would you steal from somebody who had no power at all, or would you steal from somebody who at least had power to defend himself?
你会从那个完全没有 能力的人的头呢，还是有一个从从一个有能力自卫的人那里头呢？
And you're probably the kind of person who would say, well, if I was going to steal, I wouldn't want to steal from a little child or a little old lady.
如果你是个贼呢，你会说，哎呀，我不会从一个小小孩或者一个老年妇女那偷东西。
That's just despicable to steal from a little child.
就是这个都不好，不难以启齿，这个你去偷一个小孩子的东西。
So these soldiers, they didn't behave very well.
所以这些的兵丁呢，他们是真的做得不怎么样。
You might want to turn to the book of Luke.
我们来翻到路加。
Luke chapter 3.
路加的三章。
Just over the page, a few pages. Luke chapter 3. John the Baptist was preaching.And many people came to John because they acknowledged that they were sinners, and he was a righteous man.
使徒约翰在布道的时候呢，很多人来到他面前承认自己的罪，然后接受他的洗礼。
And so, verse 14, like Luke chapter 3 and verse 14, the soldiers came to John and they said, "What should we do?"
路加福音的三章十四节就有兵丁也来了，就问他，就是他就是使徒约翰，说呢，我们当做什么呢？
Alright, so again, verse 14, someone in Chinese please, and then we'll read it together in English.
十四节，谁用中文帮我们读一下？
又有兵丁问他说，我们当做什么呢？约翰说，不要以强暴待人，也不要讹诈人，自己有钱粮就当知足。
Amen.Yeah.
All right. Then some soldiers asked him, "What should we do?" He replied, "Don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay." All right. So the soldiers really were guilty of two things. Number one, they were greedy of money, and number two,They were full of violence. They did bad things to people.
所以这里的兵丁他做错了两件事。第一呢，他们是贪钱财了；第二呢，他们真的是非常的暴力。
It was a common problem of Roman soldiers.
这个是罗马兵丁一个普遍的毛病。
And I think a lot of people decided to become Roman soldiers just so that they could beat up on people.And steal from them.
所以我猜呢，很多人很想去做罗马兵丁，就是因为他能够欺负别人，打别人，也可以去拿别人东西。
And so John knew that that was a characteristic, a common characteristic of these Roman soldiers.
所以约翰呢就知道这个是兵丁常有的毛病。
But the tragedy is that when they came to the Lord Jesus Christ, they didn't change.
问题是呢，当他们来到耶稣面前呢，他们还是那个样子。
They treated the Lord Jesus with the same disrespect and contempt that they treated anybody else.
他们对待耶稣也是一样的，藐视这个，非常恶劣，和对待别人一样。
And so that's the situation that we've got to ask regarding ourselves. How do I treat the Lord Jesus Christ?
所以我们。常常会被这些经文提醒，我们是怎么来对待耶稣的。
If anybody deserves to be treated with respect, it's him.
如果任何人曾经有过的人值得被尊敬的话，那应该就是他了。
But because he chooses not to defend himself, most people treat him worse than they would have treated another person.
你看，他正是因为他不没有选择自己防卫自己。他相反，别人还更虐待他。
So some people say, "Well, I respect my boss."
有的人会说呢，那我尊敬我的老板。
And they say, "And I will obey the policeman."
我会顺从警察。
And I will honor my father and mother.
那我会听我的父母的话。
But I don't care about God.
但是我不介意上帝。
And I don't have to say nice things about his son Jesus.
我也不需要说什么好听的话来关于耶稣。
And our world is full of people like that, aren't they?
对，我们地上真的有满了这样的人了。
I marvel how inconsistent the heart of man.
那我很吃惊啊，就是人的心是如此不一致。
So here are these soldiers. How are they going to treat the Lord Jesus?
这些兵丁他们是怎么处置耶稣的？
And they basically say, "We take advantage of every situation." And we're going to take advantage of Jesus too.
所以他们基本上的心理想法就是，我要利用一切我有权势的时候，那逮着耶稣，他们也是这样的。
So here's my question: Is it easy to be selective in who you respect and who you don't respect?
那我的问题是，你尊敬某个人或不尊敬某个人，你很容易去选择吗？
The answer is no.
答案是不是的。
Ultimately, we're going to treat everybody the same. If we're a greedy person, we'll be greedy with everybody. If we're violent and harm people, we'll harm anybody. If we want to steal, we'll take from any situation.
事实上呢，我们是做不到的。如果我们是贪婪的，我们是对每一个人都是贪婪的。如果我们是暴力的，我对每一个人都是暴力的，我是没有办法去选择性的区别对待。
But it is amazing to me. I marvel at it, and I say, surely the soldiers could have been nice and courteous to the Lord Jesus. He was the most wonderful man that they had ever met, that they'd ever heard of, and they said, "We're going to take advantage of you too."
那这些兵丁本来应该对待耶稣。真的是耶稣是最有理由是被善待的，他们本来应该对他礼貌，对他很好啊，因为他是地上曾经有过的最好，但是这些人根本也做不到。
It is interesting, isn't it, that on judgment day, and we're all going to be judged on judgment day, on judgment day we all get to stand and be judged for what we've done. Who is the judge?On judgment day.
非常有意思是呢，我们都知道每一个人呢，最终都会在审判日的时候呢，面对上帝啊。那这是没有人不能逃避的一个责任。那谁是那个审判官呢
？Jesus.
那就是耶稣了。
Wouldn't it make sense?
这个是不是
？To treat him with a fair amount of respect.
是不是很合理？你至少有一定的尊敬啊，对他。
After all.
你不管怎么样，他可是审判官呢。
And if he's going to judge you, you want to make sure that you're good today, so that you stand a chance when you stand before him tomorrow.
有些那兵丁呢，他至少知道他在他们的当时，他要做得很好，以至于他能够在审判日的时候，他可以去面对耶稣。
One day I was standing on the street.
有一天呢，我站在街上。
And there was a stoplight ahead of me. I wanted to cross the street.
是一个停牌啊，就是。Stop sign 是那我要过马路，我停在那停牌前面。
And I looked beside me, and waiting for the same street light was the Attorney General of British Columbia.
然后跟我一起等这个红灯过去的时候是BC 省的这个大法官。
Okay, he was the man in charge of all the judges.In British Columbia.
他是那个 管 BC 省所有法官的那个人。
He's a very, very senior man.
他是非常非常高阶的一个官员。
And instinctively through my mind went this thought.
然后呢，很快呢，在我脑子里呢，我就想到了这个点子。
I said, Harold, you better be nice to this man.
我说 ，Harold， 你最好对他好一点。
Okay.He's the judge. He's the boss. You better be nice.
他是法官的头啊，你最好对他好一点。
So we walked across the street together, and I said all kinds of nice things to him and about him.
然后我们一起穿过这个马路，然后我对他很和气，说话非常和蔼。
Okay, that was very wise. I'm glad I did.
这非常聪明啊！我觉得我很高兴我这么做了。
What was also nice is he was very nice to me, and I appreciated that.
那更好的是他对我也非常和气啊，那我也很高兴。
You see, these soldiers could have been nice to Jesus.
那这些的兵丁呢，他们本来可以对耶稣好一些的。
But it's very, very easy if you do things that are bad, sooner or later, you're going to do things that are bad in a really bad situation.
那糟糕的是呢，如果我们是做事情一件小事上很坏的话，那我们早早晚晚我们会做一些非常非常坏的事。
All right, the next group that we're going to talk about are the group that I'm going to call the mob.
那第二群人呢？今天我们要看的第二群人，我要管他们叫做暴民。
What is a mob?
Mob 这个暴民是什么意思？
It's a group of people who travel together and do bad things together.
那就是这么一群人，他们一起行动。为什么一起做坏事，在一起行动？
You remember at the trial of the Lord Jesus, Pilate said, what shall I do with Jesus?
我们都记得审判耶稣的时候，比拉多说，我该怎么处置这个人呢？
And the mob listened to the priests, and then the mob said, crucify him, crucify him.
那底下这群的民众呢，就说呢，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
We don't know how many were in the mob. There may very well have been hundreds of people in the mob.
那我也不知道到底多少人啊，那应该就是成百上千了。
What do we know about people in a mob?
那对于这些暴民，我们是知道什么呢
？They usually just go along and do what everybody else does.
他们就是常常的。跟随别人做别人的要做的事情，他们是个从众的。
There was a mob that we read about in the book of the Acts in the city of Ephesus.
在使徒行传里面呢，也有这么样一群人呢，就在以弗所教会，以弗所这个地方。
And the Bible tells us clearly that this particular mob was repeating over and over and over this phrase. They said, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians."Great is Diana of the Ephesians. Great is Diana of the Ephesians. And they all got together and they all cheered. They all said, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians."
那些暴民呢？他们非常有意思，因为保罗把做了一些这个传道的工作之后呢，他们就认为他是来挑战他们的当地的这个神，叫雅迪米哈，其实就是戴安娜是这个。戴安娜神了，就是这个女神，就他们当地的女神。然后，那他们就一直一起喊的一句话，就是大灾亚底米神，大灾亚底米神，就是一群人反反复复就在喊这个这么样一个口号。
They did that for a couple of hours.
他们这么做了好几个小时了，这么喊。
Okay.So we do the same in our world today.
我们今天的世界呢，我们也常常会这么做。
Sometimes there's a march on Washington.
有的时候呢，在华盛顿也会有游行。
Sometimes it's downtown Vancouver, and they're marching. Maybe they don't want the pipeline, or they want something else. And so they all let's get together and run down with.
那比方说呢，也许是在温哥华的市中心，大家很可能为了那个油管啊，不要埋那个油管，一起去游行啊，那然后就大家喊的口号都是一样的。
And the story in the book of Acts about the Ephesian mob was that most of the people who were there didn't know why.
然后呢，大家如果去读那个《使徒行传》就知道了，上面讲到就这么一群人喊着这个。大灾亚底米的人呢，绝大部分都不知道为什么这件事情是怎么回事。
To many people, the reason why isn't important. We just like to protest.
所以对很多人来说呢，为什么有这个游行不重要，我们就是想要游行。
And so, if you were to follow the protests around Vancouver, you would find that it doesn't really matter what the protest is. The same people are going to be there protesting.
所以你如果去看温哥华的游行也是这样，那不管他们说的是什么，反正总那么一群人，他什么都游行的。
All right, so now turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 23.
我们来看一下那个出埃及记的二十三章。
Exodus chapter 23. Okay. And verse 2, the simple line is, do not follow the crowd in doing wrong.
23章的二节，出埃及记23章二节130页，不可随众行恶。
A lot of people say, if I go with the crowd in doing wrong, it's going to be awfully hard for people to find me. They'll probably get the ringleader, they'll get somebody at the back, I'll travel in the middle, and everything will be okay.
有些人的想法呢，其实就是这样，就是我在跟着一群人去做坏事的时候呢，别人看不见，我这边拽一把，那边拿一点，反正谁也不知道我做了什么。
Have you ever heard somebody with this excuse? Everybody else was doing it.
你有没有经常听到人是找这么样的一个借口，就是别人也这么干的呀？
Okay, that happens a lot. When I was a child, I used to hear that all the time. Everybody else was doing it.
这就是当我小的时候呢，我经常听见这句话，就是每个孩子都说呢，别人也是这么干的。
And I can remember, I may have told you the story before, but I was in school, and the teacher was out of the room, and everybody was doing bad things.
那我在学校的时候，有一次老师出了教室，然后呢，整个班的学生都在干坏事。
And they were all talking loud, and they were throwing papers at one another.
他们都大声地说话，彼此扔纸团。
And all of a sudden, the door opened.
突然之间呢，门开了。
And the room went quiet.
马上教室就安静下来。
And the teacher put his finger out and he pointed right at me. And he said, you, come here, right now.
然后这个老师把指头一伸指向了我，说你出来。
And I thought to myself,I wasn't doing anything. I was just sitting there watching all this, and he picks me out.
我就特别纳闷，他说我可真啥也没干，我就坐在这看别人做这些，他怎么指着我干什么呢？
And all the class were very, very afraid for me.
然后呢，整个班啊都特别的害怕，为我担心。
And I went outside the door.
然后呢，我就出了这个教室门。
And the teacher said to me.I'd like you to go up to the store, please, and buy some sugar for our coffee machine.
然后那个老师就说呢，我希望你去门口的店啊，给我们那个咖啡机买点糖。
And when I came back about 20 minutes later, my friend said to me, "Did you get the strap?"
然后当我20分钟之后回到教室的时候呢，我的同学们都问你是不是挨打挨鞭子了。
Okay, so the Lord was good to me that day.
主那天对我很好。
Now, when I was a boy,
当我是个男孩子的时候，
my mother used to quote this verse to me all the time.
我妈妈常常就拿这节经文教导我。
And she would say, Harold, don't you follow a multitude to do evil. Don't you do bad. If the other people are doing bad things, you come home.
他就说 Harold 你不可以跟着一群人去做坏事，如果你看见一群人做坏事你立刻回家。
But you know, every person who was in the mob that day, God saw them.
但你要知道呢，任何一个在暴民里做坏事的人呢，人看不见，神看见了。
And just as God saw my behavior in the classroom that day, even though the teacher didn't see it, God saw it.
所以那一天呢，教室里的所有人呢，虽然老师没看见，神看见了。
And God caused the teacher to reward me based on good behavior.
所以神借着老师来奖励我，因为我的行为是这群孩子里最好的。
Okay. So God will reward everyone in every mob for doing bad things.
神也会 审判每一个人在暴民群里面的每一个人做坏事的。
And to say, well, everyone else was doing it, will make no difference on judgment day.
所以在审判日的时候，你说别人也这么干的，不是一个好的理由。
What a terrible thing to have been in that mob that day.
所以在耶稣钉死的那一天，在那一群人当中的人是多么的悲哀。
And the reason why we wouldn't follow a mob today is we don't know the bad things that they're going to do.
那今天呢？Not follow, right?
We wouldn't follow them because we don't know the bad things they will do.
今天我们不跟随一群暴徒，是因为我们不知道他要做什么。
And because we don't know the bad things they will do, we don't know the bad things we would be guilty of if we were with them.
那我们也不知道 you maybe you repeat the logic.
See, I don't see how he can remember because I can't remember myself.
我只想理解他的逻辑。
We don't follow the leaders of a mob because we don't know what bad things they will do next.
所以我们不跟随这个头哈，这个暴民的头，所以我不知道他要做的下一件的坏事是什么。
And if we were to be with them, we would be guilty of the bad things that they do because we're part of that mob.
如果我们跟随他们呢，那我们在他下一件的事上，我们就会开始有罪了，因为他们本来就是行恶的一群人。
Okay, so we've considered two kinds of people today: the soldiers who do what they usually do.
所以我们这里今天讲了两群人，一群呢就是。一群的兵丁，他们就是按照自己的习惯一样的在虐待人。
And the members of the mob who figure they'll just go along with anybody and they won't be noticed because they're just all part of the mob.
那另外呢，就是随众的行恶的一群人，他们反正也不想别人看见，他们就是当中挤在当中的一员。
All right, so those are two kinds of people that we don't want to be like on Judgment Day.
那这是两种的人，在审判日的时候，我们不想成为的是两种人。
All right, Mark chapter 15. We'll go to another group.
那我们再看一群人，马可的十五章。
Mark chapter 15.
马可的十五章。
All right, and we'll read verses 56 to 59. Again, we'll start in Chinese. 56 to 59.
56? Mark 15?
Mark chapter... I thought it was 15. Maybe it's Mark chapter 14. It is. It's Mark chapter 14.
14. Mark 的14章。
Yeah, Mark chapter 14. That's better.
56 to 59, right?
56 to 59.
那就是五十六到五十九节。
因为有好些人作假见证告他，只是他们的见证各不相合。又有几个人站起来作假见证告他，说我们听见他说，我要拆毁这人手所造的殿，三日内就另造一座不是人手所造的。他们就是这么做见证，也是各不相合。
Yeah.
Let's read it together then. The
Men,
chief priests and the sorry, we're verse 56.
Yeah.
Many testified falsely against him, but their statements did not agree. Then some stood up and gave this false testimony against him. We heard him say, I will destroy this man-made temple, and in 3 days will build another not made by man. Yet, even then, their testimony did not agree. Okay, so many people today say, well, I don't believe in the Lord Jesus. And then people say, all right, why?
那今天很多人呢说我不相信耶稣，那有的人会说呢为什么？
Why would people not believe in the Lord Jesus?
为什么人们不相信耶稣基督？
There should be a reason, shouldn't there?
应该会有个原因，不是吗？
If the Lord Jesus did bad things, then we wouldn't believe him.
那如果耶稣做了不好，不对的事呢，那我们可以不相信他。
So when I speak to people about the Lord Jesus,They usually ask me lots of questions. Why do you believe that?
那当我跟别人讲耶稣的事呢，他们总是会问我很多的问题，一般都说呢，为什么你会相信？
And I try to give them long, detailed, and accurate answers to their questions.
那我努力要给他们长的、详细的、准确的答案。
And then I ask them, why don't you believe it?
那我会问他们，那为什么你不相信？
What do you think I get for answers?
你猜我是从他们那会听到什么答案？
Not very much.
没有什么，不会有什么回答。
People somehow think that I should have lots of answers as to why I believe.
所以很多人会觉得呢，我要为什么我要信，我要。要一个很长的答案。
But they don't think it's very important for them to have answers as to why they don't believe.
所以当他决定不要相信的时候，他这个答案没有多少，他没有什么理由的。
So these people said, okay, we don't believe in the Lord Jesus, and so what was wrong with the Lord Jesus?
所以这些人都不相信耶稣，那耶稣到底做错什么了呢？
And one person said this and another person said that. But on cross-examination, the two didn't agree.
一个人说这个，一个人说那个，那两个人一对呢，还对不起来。
They came up with all kinds of different answers, but their answers did not agree.
所以他们有很多不同的回答，然后回答和彼此呢又不相合。
So I often ask people,Do you believe in what the Bible says?
我也常常问人，我说你相不相信圣经所说的呢？
And then they say to me, no, I don't believe in what the Bible says.
那他们会回答说我不相信圣经所说的。
I say, why don't you believe?
我说为什么你不相信呢？
They say, because there's too many mistakes in the Bible.
他说那圣经里有很多的错误。
So I take my Bible.And I hand it to them, and I say, "Well, then you show me some mistakes in the Bible."
那我就会把圣经递给他，我说，那你给我，指出来哪里错了。
And what do they say?
他们会说什么呢？
Well, I don't know where they are, but there's all kinds of them.
他说，哎呀，我也一下子找不出来，但这他反正里面都是错误。
Okay, and then I say, "Well, you tell me some of them."
那我说，那你找一点出来。
And they say, "Well, I can't remember."
他说，哎呀，我记不住了。
Okay, now remember, Jesus Christ is the judge.
要记得，耶稣真是那个审判者。
And when you go to the judge, you've got to have some pretty good answers.
所以你到法官面前去呢，你总是要有一些准备好一些好的回答。
My friend went to the judge several years ago. I was in the courtroom. He was standing before the judge.
那我的朋友呢，几年前呢去法庭，那我去。听审的，那他是站在法官面前。
The judge said to my friend, "Did you bring me those documents that I requested when you were before me last time?"
法官就问他，那你有没有把上一次我们休庭之后的这个我要你准备的文件和材料都带来呢？
He said, "No, I haven't had a chance to get them ready yet."
然后他说呢，哎呀，我还没准备好，我这来不及准备。
She said, "Understand English?"
She means the judge.
The judge. Yeah,
okay,
she was the judge. Yeah.
那这个法官呢就说呢，那你会不会英语？你听得懂英语吗？他说。
He said, "Is English your first language?"
然后法官问他，你的英语是不是你的母语呢？
And he said, "Yes."
他说是的。
And she said, "I hereby sentence you to 40 days in prison for contempt of court."
他说。法官就说呢，那我现在判你40天的监禁，也因为藐视法庭。
Okay, and the sheriff came up, put his hands behind his back, put handcuffs on him, and he walked out of the courtroom to prison.
嗯，然后呢，立刻法警就把他带出去了，铐上手铐带出去了。
Okay. When you stand before the judge, you've got to have the right answers.
嗯，所以你站在法官面前呢，你最好准备好对的答案。
These people were false witnesses. They said, well, Jesus said this and it was wrong. Jesus did that was wrong. The other thing was wrong. But you see, they couldn't prove it. They couldn't substantiate it. The false witnesses were false witnesses. And God is the judge. And he knows what's going on in the heart.
所以这群人呢，他们的特点就是他们又不相信，那找出来的证据呢，又根本都彼此又不相合。我们记得神是那个审判主啊。所以最终他们要为他们所说的要跟神交账。
So they tried to come up with a reason to kill the Lord Jesus.
所以他们其实努力想找的就是一个原因，一个理由去杀了耶稣。
And so they quoted something that he said.
所以他们引用了一些耶稣说的话。
One day he said, "Destroy this temple." And in 3 days, I will build it up again.
有一天耶稣是说过，他说要拆毁这人手所造的殿，哈，三天之内另造一座，不是人手所造。
They said, but the temple took 46 years to build.
然后他们说呢，这个圣殿，当时的那个圣殿可是花了46年才造起来的。
And they said, you're going to build it in 3 days?
那你会三天造得起来吗？
And Jesus said, "Yes, I am. I'm going to build the temple in 3 days."
耶稣说是的，我要三天之内造起来。
And so they said, "Well, if you said that, we should kill you."
啊，所以呢，他们说，那你要这么说呢，我们就要杀了你。
Do you think that's good enough reason to kill Jesus?
你觉得这是一个很好的理由杀耶稣吗？
That was the only thing they could agree on that he had said that was wrong.
这是他们唯一的事，他们能彼此相合。耶稣说过他们认为错的事情。
Some people, when I talk to them about the Bible, they will say, well, I don't believe in the Bible because Jesus actually got angry one day and he took a whip and he drove some people out of the temple and therefore he's a bad man and I would never follow a man as bad as that.
嗯，所以有些时候呢，我会跟人说为什么不相信圣经呢？他们说，哎，耶稣是个很不好的人。有一天他很生气，生气到一个程度呢，他拿了个绳子做鞭子，把圣殿里的那些牛羊啊，做生意的都赶出去了。所以他是一个很不好的人，所以我不喜欢，我不想跟着他。
Is that a good reason for rejecting Jesus? Because he took a whip and drove some people out?
这是一个好的理由。你不愿意跟随耶稣，只是因为他把那个人从圣殿赶出去嘛，做生意。
Okay.I think there's sometimes you ladies have found a dog in your kitchen and he's not supposed to be there. What do? You take a broomstick and you swing it at the dog and you say, get out of here, dog.
我猜呢，你们这些在家里常常在厨房做事的这个姊妹们，如果你们家的狗狗出现在厨房不该出现的地方和时间，你会怎么办？你会拿起把扫帚把它赶出去，对不对？
If there was a bad dog in your kitchen, would you do that?
如果你家里有厨房有一只坏狗，你会怎么样？
Or would you say, welcome dog, you just go right into the pantry, you can eat anything you want?
你会说呢，好狗，好来吧，你上灶台吃什么都行，你会这样吗？
People reject Jesus for reasons that aren't very good.
所以人们拒绝耶稣这些理由，这真的都不是拿得上。
And so Jesus said, "You destroy this temple, I'll build it in 3 days."
所以耶稣说呢，那你我们毁掉啊，你拆毁这殿呢，我要三天之内造起来。
They thought he was talking about Herod's temple, which was built in 46 years.
所以他们以为耶稣在讲这个希律的那个圣殿，那个的确造了46年。
But Jesus was talking about the temple of his body. That's where God really lived.
但耶稣是在讲我们身体是神的殿，那是神真正住的地方。
And they did destroy it.
然后他们的确毁了这个殿。
And what did Jesus do 3 days later?
那耶稣三天之后怎么样呢？
He rose from the dead, didn't he?
他从死里复活了，不是吗？
Was he right or wrong in what he said?
他在他说的事情上对还是不对呢？
He was perfectly right.
他是完全对的。
You see, what's the word I want? They refused him because of a misunderstanding.
所以他们拒绝耶稣是因为他们误解了，他们不理解。
So the great masses of the people out there who have rejected Jesus today, they've got a problem.
所以今天呢，很大的一部分人，他们拒绝耶稣，他们有一些麻烦。
Because they've rejected the Lord Jesus on the basis of false witness and false testimony.
因为他们是拒绝，是因为基于错误的见证，也假的见证和错误的理由。
I guess Norm is suggesting that I may have left a misunderstanding in your mind regarding the whip and why the Lord Jesus drove them out of the temple with the whip.
对 Norm 提醒Harold 呢，会不会他刚才给的那个例子啊，就是耶稣为什么用绳子做鞭子把人从殿里赶出去，是不是需要再多做一些解释？
The reason that he drove them out was that they were behaving like dogs in the house of God, in the temple of God.
那他们之所以被耶稣赶出去，就他们所做的事情就像那个狗在这个厨房啊，他要做的这个事情一样。
And instead of using the house of God as a place of worship, these people.We're using the house of God as a place to make money.
他们不是把神的殿当做一个敬拜聚会的地方，而是当做一个赚钱的地方。
And they didn't care about worship at all. All they wanted to do was make a commission on the sales that they were making.
他们完全根本没有任何的心意来这里是敬拜神的，他就是来这里多赚点钱。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ took a whip, and he said, "You must get out. This is." Not a place for business. This is a place for prayer.
所以耶稣就拿起绳子当做一个鞭子，就赶这些个牛羊和人出去。就是说，这不是一个做生意的地方，这不是一个赚钱的地方，这是一个敬拜的地方。
All right. So I've been trying to.
Hit anybody?
Pardon me.
He didn't hit anybody.
No. What he did was he got rid of the animals. He cracked the whip.And away they went. You don't have to hit people with a whip. You crack the whip enough, they'll run.
所以呢，他特别的提醒啊，就是他没有打任何的人，因为也不需要。他用鞭子，因为做生意的那个标的就是羊，就是祭物了。他就赶那些祭物的时候，人就会跟着出去。然后你会看见有个人在赶的时候呢，那些生意的人就会走。
So.The question is, how do we respond to the story of the crucifixion? The soldiers were wrong. They said, we're just going to do what we always do. We're going to be angry. We're going to laugh and mock, have a party, and make lots of money. That was the story.
所以第一呢，我们可以看见那些士兵呢，他们总是持守他们自己的原来的罪恶的本性啊，就是那他。嘲笑他戏弄他也虐待这个别人，他们也这样的对待耶稣。
And the people in the mob, they just said, we're going to do what everybody else does. Don't worry, we'll just do what everybody else does.
这些暴民呢，他们总是从众行恶，哎呀，别人怎么做 我也怎么做。
And the false witnesses basically said, we don't really care what the argument is, we're not going to follow him, we'll use any excuse for not following him.
然后这些做假见证的呢，他们就是哪样的人，就是他也不管你的逻辑道理真理到底是怎么样，反正我就是不要，我要找一切的理由来证明我就是不要。
All right, Matthew chapter 27 now.
马太二十七章
Matthew chapter 27 and verse 32.
二十七章的三十二节。
Matthew 27:32. And again, someone in Chinese, please, and then we'll read it together in English.
It's on Simon, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
他们出来的时候遇见一个古利奈人名叫西门，就勉强他同去，好背着耶稣的十字架。
Alright, verse 32 in English. As they were going out, they met a man from Cyrene named Simon, and they forced him to carry the cross. Okay, so this is another response to the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那是另外又是一个回应啊，关于耶稣钉十字架的。
His name was Simon from Cyrene.
他是从古利奈来的西门。
Okay, his name Simon means hearing.
Simon 就是听到。
And he listened, and they said to him, Simon, you carry Jesus' cross for him.
对他们说呢，西门，那你来替耶稣来扛这个十字架。
Okay, and Simon carried the cross for him.
所以西门呢就为了耶稣扛了这个十字架。
So the question is, what Simon did, was that good or bad?
那问题是西门做的这个好还是不好呢？
It was good.
对，很好。
That's right. Now the question is, why did Simon carry the cross?
那问题是他为什么来扛这个十字架？
What's it say? Why did Simon carry the cross?
为什么西门扛这个十字
架？ He was forced to. Okay, did he have any choice?
他是被勉强去的，他有选择吗？
No, he didn't have any choice. Did he do the right thing?
他做没做对的事情？
Yes.
是的。
Did he do it for the right reason?
他是因为对的原因做吗？
Maybe not.
可能不是的。
I'm amazed. There are many people, you know, in the world today who do right things for the wrong reason.
所以今天地上还是有很多人，他们做了对的事，但是不对的原因。
And the only way a person can become a Christian is to do it for the right reason.
所以一个人真正成为基督徒是做对的事，以对的原因。
If you don't choose from your own heart to follow the Lord Jesus, that doesn't count.
所以如果你并不是从你的心里自己愿意选择跟随耶稣呢，这个没有什么意义。
So a long time ago, we had a young man in a Bible study like this. It was a Wednesday night Bible study, but not here. And there were only about 7 or 8 of us in the congregation, or not in the congregation, in the study. So he was there. I said, David, why did you become a Christian?
那很多年前呢，不是在这里啊，另外一个地方，一个周三晚上的圣经学习啊，有一个年轻人进来。那别人问他说 David 你为什么成为一个基督徒？
I said to him, he said to me, I became a Christian because my father became a Christian.
他说呢，我成为基督徒因为是我爸成为基督徒。
So I said, well, David, why did your father become a Christian?
那我说，那 David, 那你为什么你父亲成为基督徒呢？
And he said, well, because he felt it would be good for business.
然后他说呢，那我爸觉得这样做生意可能方便点。
Is that the right reason?
这是一个好的理由吗？
No. It's a lot of people who can pretend to be a Christian, but not for the right reason. Simon did the right thing.
所以很多人呢，成为基督徒，他并不是一个正确的理由。那西门做的对的事情是对的。
We don't know whether or not he did it for the right reason.
那我们也不知道他是不是因为对的原因做的。
He may very well have said, I'm going to do this because Jesus is right and those men are wrong.
那也许的他真的是觉得，哎，我要这么做，因为耶稣是好人，他们对他真是不公平。
But he may have said it just because he didn't have any alternative.
那也许呢，他做这件事情就是因为他没得选择，他逼着要去做。
So what happens to people who say they become Christians, but they become Christians for the wrong reason?
那对于那些他们嘴巴上说他是基督徒，但不是正确的角度和原因呢？他们会的后来会怎么样？
When the circumstances change, then they don't follow the Lord Jesus anymore.
那一旦环境变了，那他们就不会再跟随耶稣。
We've got to say, Lord Jesus, I'm going to follow you for the right reason.
所以我们会跟我们需要说的说耶稣我要跟随你是以对的原因。
So I had to speak to my friend David that night, and I said, "Now, David, why are you going to be a real Christian? You can't just be a Christian because your father was, and because he felt it was good for business. You've got to become a Christian because you're a sinner, and you need to be saved. You need someone who can set you free. Jesus died for me. I need to be free from the penalty of sin."
所以那天晚上呢，我就跟 David 说，我说 David， 那你自己要去做一个选择，啊，你不能因为你父亲是基督徒，你不能因为你父亲认为做生意方便而成为一个基督徒，这样的理由而成为基督徒，你要自己做一个选择，因为你是一个罪人，啊，你需要有一个救赎，是从耶稣替你死在十字架上，他让你在罪中得自由，啊，接受耶稣成为你的救主，那这样你才能真的得救。
All right. Well, now another person at the cross, and you'll remember this person relatively well. His name was Judas Iscariot.
那还有一个人也在现场。那这个人呢，你们都很熟悉。他的名字呢叫加略人犹大。
Judas Iscariot. What did Judas do?
那犹大做了什么呢
？And I'll tell you the story and then we'll read just a little bit of the detail. The story is that the religious leaders want to kill the Lord Jesus.
那我先告诉大家这个故事啊，就是有那些宗教领袖呢，他们想要杀耶稣。
But they had a problem.
他们有个麻烦。
They had to kill him at the right time.
因为他们要在正确的时间来杀耶稣。
If they were to kill him in the middle of the day, when all the people in the temple were listening to him preach, if they were to take him then, the people wouldn't let them.
如果他们在白天的耶稣在圣殿讲道的时候，他们要去抓耶稣呢？民众会骚乱，不会让他们把耶稣带走。
Some of you have been to the land of Israel. It's an interesting place.
很多人去过以色列哈，那是一个非常有意思的地方。
In the country of Israel then and today, there are lots of stones.
所以在那时候的以色列以及今天的以色列呢，有很多的石头。
And one of the ways that people were executed in those days was that they were stoned.
那有一种方式人们被处死的方式呢，是用石头打死的。
And what would happen was that a person who was guilty for death, he would be lined up probably against a wall.
那如果有一个人呢，他的确有当死的罪的时候呢，他可能会靠在墙上。
And the people would get stones, and they would throw them at them, and they would hit the man, and they would ultimately kill him just by throwing stones at him.
所以现场的人呢会捡起块石头，就用石头打他，直到把他打死。
And I used to read about that in the Bible, and was always very interested when I read it. And I said, "Well, I don't know. That sounds like pretty cruel, throwing stones at people."
然后我经常读圣经的时候，我说，哎，这个好像挺有意思，怎么会用石头打人呢
？When I was in Israel, I saw a little boy.
如果当我在以色列的时候呢，我看见一个小男孩。
And I think he had done something that was naughty.
我想呢，他做了一件很淘气、调皮的事情。
And I looked behind him, and there was somebody who looked to me like she was probably his grandmother.
那在他后面呢，远远的有个人，可能是这个孩子的祖母呢，他看着我。
Or she may have just been a neighborhood lady.
也许他是不是他祖母，是一个隔壁邻居的奶奶。
He was running, and she was running after him, and she was yelling.
然后呢，小男孩在前面跑，这个奶奶在后面跑，他在喊这个。
And I don't know what she said because I couldn't speak the language.
我也不知道他在喊什么，因为我听不懂。
But I did notice she was running after him and throwing stones at him.
但是我的确看见了他在后面追的时候边追边用石头扔啊。
I thought, boy, he must have done something really wrong.
前面那个男孩一定是做了很不好的事，因为他奶奶边追边用石头扔他。
I never really had a grandmother near me, but at least she never threw stones at me.
对，虽然我奶奶从来没有用石头扔过我。
But I was in the city of Bethlehem.
那我那次去的时候呢，我在伯利恒这个城里。
Bethlehem is where the Lord Jesus was born.
那就是伯利恒呢，是耶稣生的地方。
Bethlehem one afternoon in our bus, and we visited the city of Bethlehem.
那我们在旅游巴士里呢，我们就访问了这个去了这座城。
And then when we were coming out of Bethlehem,
当我们出伯利恒的时候
，I heard boom 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 boom.
我听到这个嘣嘣嘣的声音。
And the bus driver hit the gas, and the bus roared forward. And I said, "What happened?"
然后呢，这个巴士司机呢就一脚踩了油门，轰就跑了哈。那我说怎么回事
？And we were driving through the city of Bethlehem, and there were some teenage boys at the side of the road, and they picked up stones the size of tomatoes or potatoes, and they threw them.And our bus.
因为我们开的路过的时候呢，边上有很多十几岁的男孩拿着个石头在扔我们。
And there were several dents on the side of the bus.
然后呢，巴士车上啊，就也砸了几个坑了。
But one stone went through the window, broke the window, and went right through.
有一块石头还真砸到了玻璃，砸穿了玻璃啊。
And it landed in the back.Of one of my friends on the bus with me.
他砸到了我一个朋友在车上那个朋友的背上。
Fortunately, its force was spent in breaking the window, so she wasn't hurt.
那好在呢，这个砸穿玻璃的时候呢，这个石头已经没有什么力了啊，所以没伤到这个人。
But she was stoned in Bethlehem.
但他的确是在伯利恒被石头砸了。
All right, all that story to say.That the Jewish leaders didn't know how to get rid of Jesus. They couldn't get rid of him during the day because if they tried, they themselves would have been stoned by the people who were listening to Jesus. There was a mob listening to Jesus, and many of them would have picked up stones.To throw at the religious leaders in defense of Jesus, even though that would have been wrong.
那所以那些宗教领袖他不敢白天去抓耶稣，因为这样的话呢，那个听耶稣讲道的那么一群人呢，他们即使这不应该啊，但他们一定会拿石头去扔那个要去抓耶稣的那些宗教领袖，怎么自己会有危险
？So Judas said to them, "Listen, You've got to take him. Don't take him in the middle of the day. Take him in the middle of the night."
所以犹大呢，就跟那个那些大祭司们说，那你们要抓他，不要白天抓，要晚上抓。
But they didn't know where he lived in the middle of the night. So Judas says, "You give me money, I will find him for you in the middle of the night."
那但他们不知道耶稣晚上住在哪，所以犹大说呢，那你给我钱呢，我就带你们去。
So you'll remember that he got 30 pieces of silver from them.And he delivered Jesus to them.
所以你们都记得犹大拿了三十两银子，他就把耶稣去的地方给。
All right, you've got your Bibles open now.
如果你翻开圣经。
Chapter 27 and verse 3, right at the top of the page. Chapter 27 and verse 3.
二十七章的三节，同样马太福音。
You remember that they took Jesus, and Judas was very, very remorseful.He realized he'd done something very wrong.
所以这个时候呢，耶稣已经被卖了啊，已经被定罪了。所以卖耶稣的犹大呢，就感到非常的后悔，因为他知道他做错了。
All right, so we'll read now verses 3 to 5.
我们读三到五节。
First of all, in Chinese.
谁用中文读一下？
这时候卖耶稣的犹大看见耶稣已经定了罪，就后悔。把那30块钱拿回来给祭司长和长老，说：“我卖了无辜之人的血，是有罪了。”他们说：“那与我们有什么相干？你自己承担吧。” 犹大就把那银钱丢在店里，出去吊死了。
All right, let's read it together.
When
Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he was seized with remorse and returned the 30 silver coins to the chief priests and the elders. I have sinned, he said, for I have betrayed innocent blood. What is that to us, they replied. That's your responsibility. So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Then he went away and hanged himself. Wow. What was Judas' response to the crucifixion story?
犹大对于这个十字架的回应是什么呢?
And his first response was, I can make some money on this.
第一个回应是说我能靠这个赚点钱。
What a foolish thing.
这是很愚蠢的事。
A lot of people say I can make money on Jesus.
很多人说呢，那我可以在耶稣那赚点钱。
No, don't say that.
千万不要这么说。
Then afterwards, when he realized what was done,He was very, very upset. He had a bad, guilty conscience.
当他意识到发生了什么以后呢，他就非常的难过，他有一个非常糟糕的良心的谴责。
Okay, so all of us know what it's like to have a guilty conscience.
那我们都知道啊，这个有定良心的定罪是什么样子。
But what happens when you have a really bad guilty conscience.
当你有一个这样很糟糕的良心的谴责的时候怎么办呢?
The answer is if you're not careful, you will do something extremely foolish and extremely bad.
所以呢答案是如果你不小心啊你会做非常糟糕的事情。
David was a man who had a guilty conscience.
那大卫也是一个有非常大良心谴责的人。
And he spent a night with a woman who wasn't his wife.
因为呢，他和不是他妻子的一个人呢，过了一夜。
And then he realized he'd done something wrong. He was very, very upset.
那他知道他做错了，他非常的难受。
And because of his guilty conscience, he said,I will cover my sin, and he went out and he killed his friend who was the woman's husband.
那正是因为这个良心的谴责呢，他说我要遮盖我这个罪，所以呢，他去把这个夫这个女人的丈夫，也是他的朋友给杀了。
I don't think he ever would have thought that he could do such a thing.
我相信呢他从来不敢不会去想啊他会做这样的事情大卫。
But you see, sin is a bad thing. Sin, the Bible says, makes a slave of the people who commit the sin.
所以罪呢圣经告诉我们是个非常糟糕的事它会让我们成为罪的奴仆。
And they do something that is very, very simple, only it's bad.
所以他们简就简简单单做那非常糟糕的事。
And then they do something that is worse.
然后呢又做比这更糟糕的事。
And then before long they do something that is so bad.
然后呢不久以后呢又做更糟糕的事。
That they do something extremely bad afterwards.
然后在这之后又做极非常糟糕的事。
So guilt can blind and guilt can explain.Sorry, guilt can enslave. That's the word I want.
所以，这样的罪啊，它是能够使人眼瞎，也能使人成为奴隶的。
That's why we sing the little chorus. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He died to set me free.
所以这就是为什么上午唱的那首圣诗说，他就向加略山各个他山走去。那他是使我们从罪中得自由。
Yeah, free from a guilty conscience.
是从定罪的心中得自由。
That's a wonderful thing.
这是非常好的事。
So I think in the story of Judas, I think he heard the Lord Jesus speaking. He probably said, that's pretty good.
所以呢，在犹大这个例子里呢，他可能听见了耶稣的道，他说，这个很好。
And then I think he said, you know, if Jesus Christ continues, he will be the king.
所以呢，他一定是这么想，他说，哎呀，耶稣一直这么讲下去，耶稣一定能做王的。
And he said, I think I would like to get in on the ground floor.
所以呢，我呢，要第一时间要上这艘船，能够跟他在一起。
Do you know what is meant by the phrase get in on the ground floor?
你们知道这个俗语，这个成语叫 get in the ground floor, 就在进到第一层是什么意思呢？
I'll tell you a story about my friend who got in on the ground floor.
就是我告诉你们，我的一个朋友呢，他是进到第一层，他是一个俗语。
It was probably 40 years ago, and my friend was an accountant.
大概是四十年前了，我这个朋友是一个会计。
And somebody said to him, you know, we need an accountant in our firm. We're opening the Canadian branch of a new company.Would you like to be our accountant?
那有人就找到我这朋友说呢，你能不能为我们做呢？我们要开始在加拿大开一个分支机构，这个公司，我们需要一个会计，你能不能替我们做？
And so they talked about it, and he said yes. I think they offered him a job of controller or something like that, the man in charge of the accounting office.
所以他们应该是给了他一个职位，相当于会计师这样的一个职位。
It was a brand new company.
是个新公司。
And they said, we'll not only pay you a wage, but we'll give you some shares in our company.
那他们说呢，我们这个新公司啊，我们现在没法付你工资，但我们可以给你一点股份。
And so he took the job.
然后他就接受了这个工作。
And the job that he was working for, the company he was working for, was called Apple.
然后这个公司他帮着做的这家公司的名字呢叫苹果。
Okay, and his wealth just kept on going like this.
然后之后呢，他这点小股权的这个价值就开始起了飞了。
I spoke to his nephew one day who was at university.
有一次呢，我跟他的侄子在大学里聊了一下。
And I said to him, "What are you going to do in the summertime?"
我就说呢，你夏天要去哪里呢？
And he said that he was going to take it easy for a while. He was going to go to Bible camp, actually, and teach some people. I said, but don't you have to earn some money to go to university?
然后他说呢，我大概要去这个圣经的营会去做一些服事。那 Harold 就问他，那你不需要赚点钱去付你的下个学期的学费吗？
And he said to me, no, I don't have to.
他说不需要。
And I said, why don't you have to earn money to go to university?
我说你为什么不需要赚学费去复习？
And he said, because I've got a rich uncle.
他说我有一个有钱的叔叔。
Okay, I had to go to work when I went to university, as I had an uncle, but he wasn't that rich.
我也去了大学，我也有个叔叔，只是我这叔叔不怎么有钱。
Okay, so...Judas said, if I get in on the ground floor, maybe I can be in charge of the finances in Jesus' kingdom.
所以呢，犹大的心里呢非常简单，就是呢，我要一开始就进这家公司，以后呢，等到了以后，我就是这个国家的财政部长。
He said, I can pretend to be a good Christian for that kind of money.
所以呢，我在这个时候呢，我假装是一个好的基督徒。
And so he pretended and pretended. He saw that things weren't going very well. So he thought, well, at least if I get 30 pieces of silver, it's better than nothing.
所以呢，他就装啊装啊装，装到最后呢，发现好像事情不是他想的那样。所以他想，实在不行，我至少30两银子也是个事儿。
And then after he saw that the Lord Jesus was going to be condemned.He was filled with remorse and guilt.
那最后呢，当他看见耶稣真的被定死罪了以后呢，他开始有点，有很大的良心谴责。
And so he went and hanged himself.
他出去就自己上吊死了。
Why did he think that hanging himself would be good?
为什么他会觉得上吊是个 好选择呢？
Because he didn't really believe that there was an afterlife. He didn't believe. When Jesus talked about eternal life, he didn't believe it.
那是因为他根本不相信人死后有审判，他不相信有身后的永恒的生命，所以耶稣讲这一切道理他都不信。
And the other reason is because he was so guilty that he didn't really have control over his circumstances. His guilt was controlling him.
所以他的定罪的心如此之大呢，已经完全把他抓住了，让他自己没有办法能够控制自己。
Okay, two great warnings here. Number one, don't sin the little sins because guilt will cause you to do terrible things. You need to be set free.
所以两个点在这里啊，第一呢，不要从小罪开始做起，因为罪会抓住你，会一点一点陷进去，越做越大。
But the other thing that Judas ignored is after death there is judgment.
那第二个呢，就是犹大完全不明白死没有解决问题，死后是有审判的。
And a lot of people say, you know, death is going to be better than what I've got now.
所以很多人会觉得，那我死了就一了百了了，至少比现在好。
But unless you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, death is going to be far worse than you've got now.
除非你认识耶稣基督成为你的救主，死会比你想的要更糟糕。
Some people laugh and say, you know, it was really bad, it was hell.
所以很多人会说，哎呀，这现在的事情真糟糕，就跟地狱一样。
The only reason they say that is because they don't believe in hell, and they don't know how bad hell is.
他唯一说这个这么说的原因，是因为他根本也没有相信地狱，他也不知道地狱有多糟糕。
Hell is far worse than any of us have ever imagined. One of the reasons that I know hell is bad is because of the principle of warning.
我怎么知道呢？是因为神在圣经里反复讲的一个警告的原则。
What is a warning?
警告是什么呢？
A warning is something bad. It's a statement regarding something bad in the future. Something bad now because what's coming is worse.
所以警告呢是一个陈述，告诉你未来要发生的事比你现在想的要糟糕，比你知道的要糟糕。
The policeman pulls me over and after 20 minutes sitting at the side of the road, he says, okay, that's a warning.
所以比方说呢，警察把我拦住，拉到路边，教育了二十分钟之后，告诉我呢，这次警告。
Why does he call it a warning?
他为什么管这个叫警告？
Because if I do it again, it'll be worse.
警告的意思呢，就是你要再做一次，下次就惨了。
And warnings in life keep on going. The book of Revelation is a book of the terrors of the wrath of God.
所以启示录其实就讲了神的愤怒，全然彰显的时候的状况。
And they are all warnings because hell is worse.
所以这里都是警告，因为地狱是比我们想的要糟糕。
Now you see, Judas didn't really believe that.
那问题很可惜，就犹大根本不相信。
Judas should have run to the foot of the cross.
犹大应该做的是什么呢？他不要去吊死，他要跑到十字架那里去认罪悔改。
He should have thrown his arms around the feet of Jesus at the foot of the cross and said, Jesus, please forgive me.
他应该在十字架上的耶稣下面跟他讲说，耶稣求你饶恕。
He was too proud.
他太骄傲了，犹大太骄傲了。
He didn't realize how bad hell was going to be.
他根本没有意识到地狱有多糟糕。
He went out and hanged himself.
他宁可自己出去吊死。
That's a terrible story. We've got 4 or 5 minutes. I've got to tell you one more story. Matthew chapter 27, just at the end of the chapter.
还是27章, 马太27章。
Where are we? Matthew chapter 27 and verse, we're just going to pick up one statement of the story. Actually, let's go back to Matthew chapter 27, verse 54.
54, centurion, yeah. 54节.
Matthew 27, 54. I'm going to read verses 54 and 55. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." Now verse 55. Many women were there, watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joses, and Mary the mother of Zebedee's sons. Verse 61, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting there opposite the tomb.
好, 54节到56节, 我帮大家读一下, 百夫长一同看, 27章, 马太, 百夫长一同看守, 耶稣的人看见地震并所经历的事, 就极其害怕, 说, 这真是神的儿子了, 有好些妇女在那里远远地观看, 他们是从加利利跟随耶稣来服侍他的, 内中有抹大拉的玛利亚, 又有雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚, 并有西庇太两个儿子的母亲, 61节, 有抹大拉的玛利亚, 和那个玛利亚坐在那里, 对着坟墓坐着。
All right. This is the good part of the story.
这个是好的部分。
These women had it all together.
这些人呢,
they had followed the Lord Jesus from way at the beginning when he was in Galilee.
那这些人呢, 会跟着耶稣啊, 当他最初在加利利的时候, 就一直跟着他。
I think they were all good cooks like we had this weekend.
我猜他们都是很好的厨房的能手, 就像我们这个周末有的那些姊妹一样。
And they cared for the Lord Jesus.
那他们也很爱耶稣。
And when the Lord Jesus was taken, when he was taken by the mob, they found out about it. They probably got up early in the morning, followed the scene, and when he went to the cross, they went to the cross.
所以他们当看见耶稣被审判呀，一群暴徒拥着他的时候，他们都聚集起来，就远远的跟着，一直等，跟到耶稣到十字架。
They watched at a distance.
他们在远处看。
And then when Jesus Christ was taken from the cross, they didn't go home. They followed Joseph of Arimathea to the tomb.
然后呢，等耶稣从十字架上被放下来的时候，他们也没有回家，他们就跟随呢埋葬耶稣的亚利马太的约瑟呢，一直跟到了坟墓。
Two outstanding things about them. Number one is they watched.
那两件特别明显的事情，第一呢，他们看，他们一直在看。
Okay, they said what's happening is most important. We're going to watch him, we're going to watch him, we're going to watch him. He was on the cross and he would look over and he'd see these wonderful women over on the far side of the hill.
然后耶稣在十字架上他会看见这些特别有信心的姊妹们在远处。
I think they were a great encouragement to him.
所以这些姊妹们对耶稣是一个特别大的鼓励。
He had said to his disciples earlier in the night, he said, "Peter, could you not watch with me 1 hour?"
那个头一天晚上在科西玛尼园的时候, 耶稣跟彼得说, 你不能跟我警醒祷告一个小时吗?
Peter didn't watch. He went back to sleep. The women watched.
所以彼得没有警醒了, 那他睡着了, 那这些妇女们他们是警醒的。
The Bible says that the women didn't just watch, the women worshipped.
圣经看见了, 这些妇女们她不但是警醒，她们还是敬拜的。
Did you know that the more you watch the Lord Jesus, the more you will worship the Lord Jesus?
那你们知道，当你越看耶稣呢，你们会越去敬拜他。
A lot of us don't worship very much because we don't watch enough to realize what's going on.
我们敬拜少了，是因为我们没有更多的看他，不知道在发生什么。
Those women loved him so much that they were prepared to come on Sunday morning.With some more spices to the tomb just to put on his body.
然后这些的妇女们如此的爱耶稣呢，他们准备好更多的香料，准备星期天的一早来更多的膏他。
So we study today a lot of people who had the wrong response to the crucifixion.
那我们今天学了很多的人，他们是有错误的对于十字架错误的回应。
But these women, they had the right.Response to the crucifixion.
这些妇女们，她们有对十字架正确的回应。
They watched and they worshipped.
她们看了，警醒了，她们也敬拜了。
All right. Well, that's today's story. Lots of different responses to the crucifixion.
这就是今天的故事，那有很多对十字架的回应。
We've got to say, Lord Jesus, I want my response.To the crucifixion to be the right response.
所以我们会想呢，说主啊，我们要也我们自己的回应是那对的回应。
One minute, is there a question?
有什么问题吗？
是不是就是耶稣十字架这个救赎复活以后，然后这个圣经就传到了我们外邦人的基督教开始起来了？
So is that the beginning after Jesus' resurrection that gospel spread to the Gentile and
yes.
the whole church started, right? 是的，是的。
Amen. That's the glorious story of the book of Acts.
这个是你刚才讲的就是《使徒行传》里面讲的故事。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the fact that Jesus Christ died.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为耶稣基督死了。
And we want to thank you that He rose again.
我们也要谢谢您，他复活了。
And Lord, the fact is that it is the best news.
主啊，这是最好的信息。
The logic is because Jesus rose, we can be forgiven and rise again.
因为耶稣死了，我们耶稣死而复活了，因为这样我们能够罪得赦。
And we pray, Lord, that each of us will say, Yes, Lord Jesus, I want you to be my Savior. I want you to be my Lord. I want to be like those women.
主啊，我们盼望每一个人都能对你说，我愿意你成为我的救主，成为我的主。我们愿意像那些妇女们一样。
And Lord, we read about the false witnesses, the people who said that Jesus was wrong.
我们今天读到了一些假的见证，说耶稣是错的。
And if each of us would say, Lord, I don't want to be a false witness. I want to be a true witness. I want to tell the world that Jesus is right.
主啊，我们盼望我们不愿意做那假的见证，我们成为那真的见证，告诉世界耶稣是真理。
So we give thanks for the Easter story.
我们也为这复活节的故事献上感恩。
We give thanks.That you loved us enough to die for us.
我们要谢谢您如此的爱我们，为我们死了。
And each of us would say, Lord Jesus, you just take me up, please, and make me a faithful person like these women. We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们就盼望我们能够也像这些妇女们一样有信心，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.